The Gemara on Hamad Beis going to Vav Amud Aleph is discussing animals that these Ovdei Avodah Zarah would use for their sacrifices, and discussing which type of animal would be disqualified from those sacrifices. Would it be an animal that's missing a limb? What about a treifa? And the top of Vav Amud Aleph states the following. It says, El Almanda Amar Treifa Yodas Ma'ikil Neymar. Right, so if you want to say that a treifa is capable of giving birth, so then how then do you justify it from the words of Lachios Zera to keep it alive? So seemingly, if a treifa can be Yoladas, can give offspring, then it would not be excluded from this pasuk. So Tosos El Laman Damar Treifa Yoladas Ma'ikil Neymar says as follows: Perish V'lidei Itzrich Mikol Chai L'Mai Treifa. The words of Mikol Chai exclude a treifa. But im tomar, if you want to say treifa nami hechi mimayit mehaikra, how can treifa really be excluded from the pasuk based on these words? Haman disle treifa yoladas kol shekein de isle nami treifa chaya. Right, if you have a treifa that can be yoladas, so certainly it can live. Right, if an animal can have children of its own, then obviously it can live. The filu man damar treifa in the yoladas amar the yachol lios de isle de chaya. Right, so even those who say that in fact the treifa can't be oladas, so you could still say that it could live. So how can it be excluded from the pasuk of mikol chai, that anything that has to live? So hare ruya hi lechayos. After all, it's ruya to live. So v'yishlomar, so we can answer the nefarish lekra hachi mikol chai she kula bari v'zaris. That when it's talking about living, it's not just talking about living physically, but the quality of life. It has to be roi, it has to be fit, that it's healthy its whole life, and zaris, and active, and alert. V'lo chola, and not sick. U'treifa, afo gavdu chai. And a treifa, even though it's alive, mikom makom eno bria. It's not healthy, ala chola, rather it's sick. Kol yameha, right? It's sick all its life. U'misa'ate, v'holechas v'mayi, shapir. And it continues to get sick. It'll only get worse, it won't get better. So meha krad, mechol chai, tfei, v'mechusar aver. And therefore, it's excluded from the pasuk of Mikol Chai, even more so than an animal that's missing a limb. Shakulu bari v'chai chutz me'ever echad. Because that animal, it's entirely healthy, just happens to be missing one limb. V'chein pirish Rashi, come on, perek Rabbi Shimon. Rashi actually says this idea later on Daf Nun Aleph. So once the Gemara concludes talking about this topic, and most of the Tosos on the Amud talk about this idea of treifa and tamim, and not going to spend some time on that now. The next discussion in the Gemara is about this whole notion of 3 days before these non-Jewish, these pagan holidays, of not doing any business with them, and not certainly not providing them with animals that they use for sacrifices. And the Gemara basically has a question and doesn't word it this way. The girl wants to know, is the 3 days Adv Ad Bechal, is it including the actual day of the festival, or is it Adv Lo Ad Bechal? And the end of the Gemara has an interesting discussion regarding Lifnei Iver, right? And we know that Lifnei Iver applies to Jews and non-Jews alike, and certainly Avodah Zarah, which is one of the Shemitzvos of Sinei Noach, that a non-Jew has to recognize the sovereignty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one God and not to worship idols. So is there a potential Lifnei Iver issue in providing this idol worshiper with an animal? And the Gemara over there says either it's because of Lifnei Iver or it's Mishum Harvacha, because you're actually causing this person to profit, and he'll thank the idol for that, and he'll praise the deity for that. And so the very last Tosos on the Amud, a small Tosos, but again, a very interesting idea about this whole notion of Lifnei Iver. So Tosos, Dibur Maska, Odilma, says as follows, Odilma Shul Lifnei Iver Lotim Mechshol. So Yish Makshin Mikan, Leperish Akuntris, the Masnisen, the Perish, the Lases, Velases, Hainu Mekachu Memchar. Right, so Rashi had explained to us earlier that the idea of lases ulases, which literally means carrying away and giving, but we understand that this is talking about business transactions. So it says Tosos is the payers lases ulases hainu mekach umemchar. Right, it's really buying and selling. Umemchar tenach mekar. So we understand that why selling to the this idol worshiper is a problem, because again you're providing him with the animal. Ava mekach my lifnei iver ika. But what is there an issue with buying something from him? That's not lifnei iver. Shema Yishlomar. So perhaps we could answer, says Tosos, Shemamsi Lomas Luknos Tarchei Obrischov. No, because you're going to buy something from him, and now with the funds that he now has that he didn't have previously, he can now use the funds that you provided him with by buying something off of him, and you could use that for purchasing the Avodah Zarah, something for the Avodah Zarah.